present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel game. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littlecombe.
Hello. Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Well, if it's true that laughter is the best medicine, here are four men who haven't paid their prescription fees. On my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Crowe. And please welcome also the lovely young lady who we're not suing the makers of Twin Peaks for breach of copyright. keeps our score, Samantha. We're going to start off the show with a round of good news, bad news. This is a game we've played each series, and it's very, very popular. One team will start off with an item of good news, to which the other team must reply with the corresponding bad news, after which the first team suggests some good news, then the other team suggests bad news, and so on and on and on and on. When Samantha and I have had more than we can tolerate, you'll hear this. Unless, of course, you hear this. Which means I've been drinking too much coffee. Willie, will you start off with some good news?
Good news! We're entering ERM.
Bad news, that stands for Esther Ranson's mouth.
Good news, I don't.
I'm feeling that might be it enough.
You don't laugh now.
Where are we? Bad news. She's doing a new series called Tonsils of Gold.
Good news. I think it's time to introduce the hard EQ.
Bad news. That won't shut her up.
EQ. ECU stands for Edwina Curry's Underwear.
Maybe she does, but have you ever tasted curried underwear?
Yes. And the good news is, there's nothing I like more than a nice knicker tikka.
Right, this is the moment where I give the teams early warning of the ball, to which they'll be announcing the late arrivals at the end of the show. Teams, please set your minds now to the painter's ball. The painter's ball. Ah, a musical round. Called Pick Up Song. I'm going to play some records on my gramophone and ask you teams to sing along. After a few bars, the record will fade away, and if on its return you're within five staves of the original, I'll award you 19 points and an old bit of toast autographed by Colin Sell. Tim, you're going to sing along with The Lonely Goat Herd.
What's a stave? High on a hill with a lonely goat herd, lay yodel yay, yodel yay, ooh. Loud was the voice of a lonely goat herd, lay yodel, lay yodel, doo. Folks in a town that was quite remote heard, lay yodel, lay yodel, yay, ooh. Lofty and clear from the goat herd's throat heard, lay yodel, lay yodel,
ever before.
It was the staves that did it.
Do it again.
Always at home with goat herds, eh?
I'll give that 3 out of 10. Now, Graham. Oh. Graham, you're going to sing now along with it. There's no business like show business.
Oh. There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. No way could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. 2, 3, there's no people like show. People, they smile when they are low. Even when they're dirty, there's no
very nearly. Yeah. Willie, here's one for you. Sing along, please, to the girl from Ipanema.
Young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes. When she walks, she's like a samba, that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah! Oh, but we watch her so sadly. Oh. I've just done that, you silly bitch.
Her O must have been longer.
Barry, now, with everything to play for, will you sing along with, sing along to New York, New York.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps and find out a number one, top of the list, king of the hill. A number one. Those little town blues. Little town.
Oh, God, it's a horse's head in the morning.
Well, allowing for the echo in here, that puts Barry in the lead. We have a round imaginatively entitled The Guinness Book of Records. Teams, I'm going to give you some record-breaking statistics, and I want you to tell me what feat they represent. We start with you, Barry. 242 rejections.
Elton John's transplant.
You know that that's the greatest number of publishers' rejections for a manuscript, and it was for World Government Crusade by Gilbert Young. Well, I never. Willie.
Willie. You're all laugh lines, huh?
How about this one, Willie? 10 bicycles, a supermarket trolley, 7 TV sets, 6 chandeliers, and a Cessna light aircraft.
All this can be yours, Mr. Rushbag of 43 to Glebe, Orpington, if you buy into a timeshare development in East Berlin.
It's usually one of these, isn't it?
Could be the contents of the World Shoplifting Champion's trousers.
With all respect to the Guinness Book of Records, I don't believe this particular answer. Some of the metal and glass objects which have been eaten by Monsieur Mangetout of Grenoble. He provides the only example of a coffin ending up inside a man. Ah, Graham Gardner.
Beware flatulence.
Very aptly said, Willie, because, Graham, your statistic is 8,931 million litres of beer.
That's one for the road with Oliver Reed.
Or the output of the largest brewery in the world in St. Louis, Missouri.
Same
Let's
thing.
Go on with this. I'm enjoying it.
Or the record book of Guinnesses. I only see that during visiting hours. Sorry.
Tim, 3 months old.
Oh, the average mental age of a Jeremy Beadle fan. Nothing personal, Jeremy.
As it's obvious, the audience is agog for the real answer.
3 months
It's
old.
The youngest age at which a girl has been married, in Bangladesh in 1986, to an 11-year-old boy.
Yes, but was she happy?
Was it a long engagement?
Yes.
Does Bill Wyman know of this?
Now, at this point, we were going to have a display of synchronized swimming by the First Ladies Scuba Society. Instead, we're going to play a version of the popular TV game Call My Bluff. Teams, I'd like your definitions of a word from which I shall choose the least offensive. The word is cornucopia. Cornucopia. Willie, will you start, please?
Well, all those who read the Times and read his column avidly will know that Alan Corrin, the bard of News Quiz, has found a paradise on Earth and indeed lives there and writes about nothing else. And so therefore you could to some extent call it the Corrin Utopia, which is how you pronounce the word, and it is in fact another word for cricklewood.
Okay. Right. Barry.
Well, there's a personal connection. Back in the early 60s, my early 60s,
not that people believe it.
I knew. This country's king of the blues, as did you, Humph, I should think, Alexis Corner. And I remember he took me to Kew Gardens once because he was very interested in pot plants. Sniffer dogs used to come out of his flat singing. And that's not the relevant. He took me to a pub in Kew, and I saw a group called the Moss Bros. And the lead singer was Andrew Michael Jagger, who I remember leapt at one point and stuck his lips to the mirror. But I noticed the similarity in style to Alexis. He was a corner copier. So it's a Mick Jagger or the Horn of Plenty. And now the weather.
Try and keep these definitions as short as possible, please. Tim.
If I may take you back to the 70s, early 70s, there was a... Talking of Trump, Barry's actually. There was a United Barry's early 70s, yes, a long time ago. Cornucopia is a United States anti-drug body, funnily enough, set up by Richard Nixon, specifically against the trade in opiums, rather opia. This corps of men was set up to destroy opia, and they were set up to nuke opia. Thank you. I quite like some.
Graham, your definition, please.
Yes, well, now this is a trade name for an invaluable new piece of office machinery, the cornucopier. And it's like a photocopier, but it's selective. It'll only photocopy old jokes. The name is cornucopier. And if you fed the script of an entire variety show through this machine, it would only print out Bob Monkhouse's material. Corn, you copy it as used by Jimmy Carver.
Right, now I shall have to try and guess which one is the true one. Let me see. Willie's. Actually, I've forgotten what Willie said.
Cricklewood.
I fell asleep in the middle of Barry's. Haven't a clue what Tim was on about.
Not alone.
And Graham, have you done yours yet? I'm going to go for Willie. Will you show the card, please?
Oh.
Yes.
Or no, whichever you prefer. Now, we have a game called... Oh, Lord. We have a game called Feelies. Once again, Samantha is going to pass around some bags. I'm going to press the bag. I'm not reading this out. I'm sorry. There are limits. Teams have got to attempt to... I'm not... No, it's Phil. I'm going to have a drink of water. Okay, I'm getting over excited.
Are we running short or what?
You've spilled something on that waistcoat, Hump.
How do you tell?
Whatever it is, it won't show.
Order, please. Order, please. Now we're going to play a round called Feelies. Once again.
Doing that, Hump.
Well, Teams, once again, Samantha is going to pass around some bags containing mystery objects.
Oh!
Yes, and then what do we do, Hans?
Teams, well, Teams, I'll tell you what you've got to do. You have to guess by touch only.
Tell what?
I don't know.
Chance, Uncle Hump, have to guess what's in the bag by feeling.
How many shopping days are there at Christmas time? Ladies and gentlemen.
No, please. Titter ye not, no.
Now we've got a round called feelies. The teams have got to feel in a bag and tell us what's in there. Samantha.
Which team starts?
Graham and Barry. Oh. Please take your bag. Your mystery object is going up on the screen now. And here for you at home is the mystery voice.
A face mask of Her Majesty the Queen. A face mask of Her Majesty the Queen.
Well, that's not your hand, is it?
Ich bin Liner. It's a collapse something.
Something, yeah.
Something's collapsed.
Maybe hump.
It's a flaccid something. Football?
The mask. The mask.
Ah! Is it a Frankenstein monster mask? Collapse. Or something similar? A Margaret Thatcher mask? Oh, God, no, no.
Of course,
a devil mask. The Queen mask.
Sorry, Barry, what did you say?
The Queen.
I've got Colin Sell banging away.
The Queen.
The oh, yes. For you listening at home. Oh, you've already. Tim and Willie, here's. Tim and Willie, here's your bag and your mystery object. It's on the screen now. And here's the mystery voice.
An inflatable lady's leg. An inflatable lady's leg.
Oh, thank you, Samantha.
Why is she giving us rubber gloves?
Shh. It must be huge. I can't get my hand in.
Oh, this is very exciting.
It's something inflated.
It's been inflated. It contains human air.
It's got a little... Oh, that's probably where it's been blown up. Oh, we've now just deflated it.
Yes, it's the single leg of an inflatable Edwina Curry.
Mother,
what use would that be to the average pervert?
Well, Dr.
Okay.
Pippin,
well, it's a start.
Right, Samantha, you can come and sit down now, because we're going to play... We're going to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Now, you'll recall that in the last series, Tim Brooke Taylor got into trouble on a point of order. So I want a good, clean game this time, teams, and no messing about, and no questioning the chairman on the point of rules and that kind of thing, because otherwise the game goes on and on, and if you're the worst offender, Tim Brooke Taylor, I'll tell you. Why don't you start, Barry?
Uxbridge Road.
Uxbridge Road, eh?
Yep.
Oh. Lower Regent Street would be a fine riposte.
Lower Regent's three words, right. Burnt Oak.
Panton Street. Thank you.
The Mall, not Pall Mall. The Mall.
Kensington Street. Kensington Church Street. 1, 2, 3. Kensington Church Street.
Seven Sisters. 1, 2.
Seven. Fool around like that.
Double that.
What?
Do I double it?
If you like. What? You're a gay old dog.
Yeah,
no need to tell the listeners.
Not in absolute rules, can you? You can't double that, though.
for playing upstairs.
Tim can.
Well, up a Holloway Road.
Oh. It's brilliant! Ignorant!
Oh, come on.
He's the other straight into Fairlop.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Fairlop, Collindale. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what they do there. You're out in a circle, then. Balls Pond Road.
Queen Victoria Street. Fairlop.
Go for it.
Yes. Landed him in trouble before.
Ongar.
Gant's Hill.
St. Andrew's Hill.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes!
I could see Willie walking absolutely straight into that one.
There wasn't much I could do after Tim's little faux pas earlier on, which we shall not mention.
Are you going to allow that?
Oh, hero.
Oh, you have a point of order, Tim, do you?
Not now, you told me I couldn't. So I'm not going to.
Ongar.
Are you going on this, are you going to join in this next game?
If you ask me to.
Yes. I do. We have a...
We're not going to play feelies again.
So this argument from Tim is going to carry on every game, I don't know. You can't get the program underway.
Perfectly okay.
Okay, now, this is a musical round. It's called the Bad-Tempered Clavier. Colin Sell's going to play off-key. What's so strange about that, you may say? But in fact, you'll be doing it intentionally this time. Teams, I want you to sing some songs of my choice in the face of unbearable opposition. And believe me, it can be unbearable. Barry and Graham, you're going to start this one. Keep quiet, Tim Brooke-Taylor, please, for doing this.
I think Ongar was okay.
Ongar was a single act of madness.
Barry and Graham, will you sing Get Me to the Church on Time?
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the supper, let's have a whopper, and get me to the church on time. I gotta be there in the morning. Spoons down, looking in my prime. Girls, come and kiss me, show how you miss me, but get me to the church on time. If I am dancing, roll up the floor. If I am whistling, round the door. For I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bell is gonna sound.
Right.
Pulled
Tim and Willie, now you're going to sing along. Younger Than Springtime is your song.
How true.
Sunny day. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you. Warm winds of June for a gentle leaf. Music are you, angel and love of heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invite my heart, and fill my heart, and now
ignoring our tone-deaf audience.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going to move on now to the point in the show where, well, Samantha and I go off to read my meter. Teams are going to announce the late arrivals at the Painter's Ball.
Welcome, please, from France. Mr. and Mrs. Lautrec and their incontinent son.
Toulouse, yes.
I was just going to say, there's Van Gogh's son, Flowers. And his pal, Et. And his pigment.
What does his pig mean?
And over there you can see Rory Bremner impersonating Alain Delon, a French impressionist. And there's Jason Donovan standing like a piece of wood, a post-impressionist.
Tim's reminded me we'll be drawing the Raphael shortly, but meanwhile, it's cabaret time.
Oh, that's Joseph a feeling of déjà vu.
Oh, there's Francis Bacon.
He's a bit of a pig.
With his pigment.
Oh, that's what I meant by pig earlier.
I thought he was Jewish. No, he's Goya. Now.
Goya, the famous war artist. And over there, Oliver Reed, the famous...
Oh, Pizarro.
Very spectacular cabaret tonight. Easel Kneasel. Going to jump over 12 motor Caravaggios. Oh, here's Joan Rivers. Oh, dear, sorry, Joan. Don't want to burn Joan's dress.
Burn Jones.
Burn Jones.
Pre-Raphaelite. Yeah. Speaking of which, here comes William Morris and his son, Morris Minor. These pre-Raphaelite jokes don't go too well with this audience.
It's not a sort of pre-Raphaelite program, quite frankly. I mean, there on the arm of Botticelli, Bertha Venus.
As usual, he's come without any money. That's a sort of post-Raphaelite joke.
Oh, here's Ludwig van Beethoven. He's so deaf he thinks he's a painter. Yes. Oh, that's a funny joke. How many surrealists does it take to change a light bulb? Fish. There's Roger Whittaker and his mum. Whistler's mum. Watto, Roger.
Just pouring a drink for this person. Say when. Oh, sorry, in the police. Constable, say when.
Now, put your ends together for Pablo. Here's mud in your ear. Picasso. Hope it's not his blue period. He's burgled last night. Managed to do a drawing of the burglar. Next day, the police arrested two horses and a sardine.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us right up to the end of our program tonight. So, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rufton, and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Joe Magnuson.